Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Lincoln. Plus, get an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined now by Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, competing in the Concordia Dual Tournaments this weekend on Friday, and you took on four teams, Minneapolis, Concordia, Chapman, and Valley Center. Fell in all four of those matches as far as the point totals were concerned. You were closest with Concordia, three-point loss, 39-36. But just kind of overall looking at these, I know that you talked about it last week where you have some open spots that you give up some points anyway. So what are your thoughts on the way the kids performed overall, even though you didn't pick up any per se wins over the weekend?
Well, as you said, we found the going tough, and we knew it was going to be tough. We give up a couple weight classes, and as I've told you all season, our kids are young and inexperienced, and you know, we went up against some pretty good teams here, and the great thing was is that our kids battled. You know, we stepped on the mat and we battled, as you said, we didn't win any duels, and we came close with Concordia, but Carter Wessling had a good day. He went 4-0 on the day. Blaine Harris went 3-1 on the day. Lost a tough match to the Concordia boy, who was he was the Beloit Invites champ. Blaine Burks had a great day. He went 3-1 on the day. Zane Colson went 2-2 on the day and has went up against some very good kids and battled and lost some close matches there. Overall, you know, our kids, like I said, our kids wrestled well, and we're not going to hang our heads about not winning any duels, because we knew it was going to be tough going in, and it was great experience for our kids to see good competition. Valley Center, very good team and very good competition, and as a result, I think our kids are better for it.
Talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. We'll take a time out here in the Locker Room Chats. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for Beloit Trojan Wrestling here on KD Country 94.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area crop production services location offers a full range of innovative, top quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center. And get growing.
And we're back with Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojans, here in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Coach, you have the NCAA League Wrestling coming up on Thursday and then Phillipsburg Panther Classic on Saturday. This NCAA League Tournament, a new thing here this year, and you'll have a chance to see all the teams there coming up on Thursday, and you host that. What are your thoughts on looking at this new format for the league?
Well, we're excited. Like you say, it's a new format. In the past, we've always just dueled each other and then decided who the league champions were going to be. We never had a team league champion. We just had individual champions, and this is going to be, you know, a much better way, I feel, of deciding who the league champions are individually at each weight class and picking out a team that's a league champion, because we have never done that in the past. So we're excited to host it for the first time, and the first time that we're doing this, and this will be a round-robin situation. There are six teams in our league that have wrestling, and so it will be a five-round robin, and I feel it's going to be a great tournament. There's going to be some good competition in some weight classes, and it's going to be fun, and we'll run it on three mats. We'll also have the teams bring their JV kids, and we will, between rounds, or I'm not sure how we're going to do it, depending on how many JV entries we have, but we will have a one mat going with JV kids and matching those kids up and giving those kids some matches. So I think it's going to be a great day. Action starts at 3:30 on Thursday, and as I said, there will be five rounds, so hopefully we'll be done by 7:30, 8 o'clock that night. We traveled to Phillipsburg on Saturday, always a tough tournament. The teams participating in it are Abilene, Beloit, Ellsworth, Hill City, Hoisington, Hoxie, Lincoln, Marysville, Norton, Oakley, Phillipsburg, Stockton, and Thomas More Prep, Hayes. Again, a great group of teams there. You put those teams together, and there's going to be some very tough weight classes. Action starts at 9 o'clock. Also, it is a JV tournament also. Phillipsburg has two gyms, and we will wrestle one gym with varsity and the other gym with JV, so we get to bring our whole team, and that's good that our whole team can be together. So we're looking forward to a great day of wrestling, and I think there's going to be some very good competitive weight classes there.
Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojans, here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck in all your events this week.
All right, thank you.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming, higher yields, and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area Crop Production Services locations offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center, and get growing.
It's time now for an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling with Sports Director Dusty Dinas.
Welcome back on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling team. Coach, had the Warcat Invitational at Red Cloud, Nebraska this weekend. A fair finish for your team. I know that you're dealing with some injuries and things, so you didn't have everybody that you might have wanted at your full disposal, but a first-place finish for Byron Roney at 170, and Spencer Heiss was second at 138, Roxton Brown third at 182. Just kind of looking at these placers, and overall as your team, what did you think about the performance there in Red Cloud this weekend?
Yeah, it went well. Like I say, we're shorthanded. One took five up there, so that makes a little difference, but we go with what we got. So, Byron, I mean, he was excited. He said he was going to win the tournament before it started, and by golly, pulled it off. So that was kind of neat. Byron's kind of on a roll right now. I hope it's something that can continue on into regional. I mean, we know it's going to be tough, but he did get a seed back at the regional seeding meeting, so that was good from a kid that he'd lost to earlier. So that was a positive note for him, and just getting to first place in a row now up there. So got some good confidence for Byron and good things there. Spencer, he ran into a kid that's state champ last year and probably I would think he'd be a Nebraska state champ again this year. He's a pretty tough kid. So, just one of those things where the kid was better than we were. And so getting second, still a good deal. And Roxton finishing third, he lost to a good Red Cloud kid that probably, I'd guess, be a state finalist or a state medalist of some sort there in Nebraska. Good kid we lost to earlier this year, and just a good senior kid that's, again, better than we are. So, And Lance, for whatever reason, Lance, just one of those days we want to erase from memory. Just a few bad moves, I guess, or just got caught a couple different times. And anyway, it was just one of those days we want to erase for Lance, but Lance will be fine and come back and do well. Then James picked up another win. It was a good overall day for us.
We're talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling team. We'll take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll talk about what's coming up here in the future for Osborne Wrestling here this season. We'll talk about that after the break on Katy Country 94.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Catlin's Friendly Apple Market, Betker Supply, Brush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today.
Back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Wrestling team. Coach, no activity actually this weekend. Your next action won't be until Thursday, February 11th there at the Lincoln Round Robin there to finish out, and then you'll have regionals coming up after that. So a little bit of a break here for your team as far as competition is concerned this weekend. What are some of the things that you'll focus on here, I guess, in the room and then over the weekend as you get set for your final week of competition?
Yeah, just kind of big thing, kind of get healed up from some, bumps and bruises, and just kind of work on just kind of basic stuff. Sometimes you got to go back just to the basics and not try to do so many different things. And I'd say big thing, just get healed up and get our mind focused, do a lot of more mental prep than anything. Some of our kids, most of them are sophomores, so just their mental attitude about, they are good kids, and they got to start believing that. So, it's just a good time here to kind of reflect on what we've done good and some things we've done bad, get them corrected, and look forward to the regional, and it's going to be a tough one. So we're gonna focus on, trying to get to the next level, obviously. But it'll be a good time to, with a snowstorm possibly coming in, with some maybe missing some school, it's not all a bad deal either. So, get the kids healed up and ready to go for the end run.
Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for your time this week, and best of luck down the road.
Yep, thank you, Dusty.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue with our Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Redmond head coach Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center.
Hey, welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, your team competing at the Western Kansas Tournament of Champions over the weekend and finished in second place there at Norton. Norton won the meet, 177.5 points. You guys had 134 and a couple first-place finishes with David Heilman at 126, Colton Hutchinson at 132, and Avery Hawkins was second at 195, third place for Caden Meitler at 170, fourth for Cale Rogers at 152. Those are your top finishes anyway in the top four. Just kind of looking at how everything went this weekend, what are your first overall impressions about what happened at the Tournament of Champions?
Well, I think we wrestled fairly well, Dusty, for the most part. And we dropped a few matches maybe that we shouldn't have dropped, but that's expected when you get into a tournament of 15 teams, and you got some, pretty high quality teams in there, and if you make a mistake, you're in trouble. But overall, I thought we competed really well.
When you kind of look at some of the individuals, like I said, David always having success, and he continued his run at 126, winning that one, and Colton at 132. But it looks like you got a 195 pounder, and Avery Hawkins, that's really coming on of late too.
He is coming on. He's just a sophomore, and he's starting to learn a little bit about what wrestling's all about, and we're really excited to see what he can do for the rest of this year, and then we got him for two more years, so that'll be great.
Talking with Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in our Locker Room Chats. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll kind of go over what's coming up this week for Smith Center Wrestling here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
When it comes to getting the right part to fit your equipment, look no further than your John Deere dealer. It doesn't matter if you drive green, blue, new, or old. We carry everything from genuine John Deere OE parts to John Deere Reman to aftermarket alternatives. That means you can always count on us to have the right part to fit your machine. Come in today to experience the value of choice and always get the right part to fit your needs. Visit your Landmark location today, now with 17 locations across Nebraska and northern Kansas to serve you.
And welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Moving on now this week, you have Norton, a duel coming up there on Friday, and then you'll go to the Phillipsburg tournament on Saturday. Just kind of looking at Norton first, team, obviously you've seen at some tournaments already this season. What do you expect there in a duel format there with Norton on Friday?
Oh, it's always a battle. It doesn't matter how many kids we put on the mat. Of course, they're always full. But it's always a battle. We wrestle those guys very close, per match. We only wrestle six matches. We're in all those six matches. So they normally beat us in a duel, but they're full. We're not. And I'm just looking forward to competing. And I think Coach Johnson said he's going to put it under the spotlight this year. I think that might be the very first time that our kids have ever wrestled under a spotlight. So, I don't know. Hopefully we're not scared of the dark.
you move on again with the Phillipsburg Panther Classic on Saturday. Just looking at this tournament, what do you expect to see Saturday and here one of your final tournaments of the season?
Well, I'll be right honest with you. We were going to get out of the Grand Island Central Catholic Tournament for a long time, and we just never pulled the trigger, and we finally pulled the trigger. We really don't want to go to Peaver because we've seen every single one of those teams except for Ellsworth and Hoisington. It will be nice to see Ellsworth. It would be nice to see Hoisington. We went this year, I think, because we just got Kel Rogers back, and lo and behold, he gets hurt again in his third and fourth place match at the TOC, and I don't know if we'll get him back again. I'm heartbroken about that. He's a great kid, and I just don't know what to expect. The injury's not as severe as it was last time, but he's not moving real well this morning, even as we speak, so I don't know what we're going to do. I don't even know if we're going to go to Peaburg or not. So it's kind of up in the air right now, Dusty. We'll just have to play it by ear, I guess.
Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time this week, and best of luck down the road.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
For the past 68 years, Landmark Implement has aspired to be more than just an equipment dealer. We realize you need a trusted business partner when your needs call for a new tractor, reliable service, replacement parts, or sound advice. Our recent merger with Oregon Trail Equipment, yet another successful trusted John Deere network, brings you a total of 17 Landmark locations across Nebraska and northern Kansas. We're now able to offer an even more extensive parts and service network, a larger parts inventory, and specialized product support. The bottom line is we have more locations to serve you and more resources to support you. Experience the Landmark difference. You'll find we set the standard for customer support. Visit us and learn more at landmarkimp.com.
We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard Wrestling head coach John Gardner. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln, and by the Bank of Tescott.
And we're back in our locker room chats on Kitty Country 94, where John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Team. Coach, your team competed up at the Red Cloud Nebraska Warcat Invitational this weekend, and your top finisher was Sam Hill at 106 pounds. He went 2-2 and finished in fourth place, and really outside of that, not a lot of success as far as wins. You had some other wins, though, in the middle of it all, but kind of overall, what were your thoughts on how the tournament went this weekend and how the kids competed up at Red Cloud?
Well, I'll be honest with you and tell you that the kids did give us 100% at the tournament. It was a good eye-opener for them, showing them that they need to hit a little bit harder in the practice room. You get out of the room what you put into the room, you get out in the tournaments, and I've been preaching that all year long, and I think it kind of opened some eyes, you know, to that fact. Hopefully they see that. We're going to start out this afternoon trying to bump it up another notch, and hopefully we can get some pretty good competition in the practice room and show up a little bit more prepared this week. We had heavyweight didn't get to wrestle, and then one of our middleweight boys didn't quite make weight. Wasn't watching things very close, and so he wrestled without the team points for us, and that kind of hurt us as well. But they're lessons in life, you know, and that's what we're trying to teach him. Hopefully, it'll make an impact on him and on the boy that didn't quite make weight, and doesn't happen again, you know. And, we can go from there. They did. It was a totally different thing than what we have here in Kansas, in that you have shoulder to shoulder weigh in up there in the morning, and it's not on site weigh in. A long 2-hour bus drive, hour and 45-minute bus drive, and they had to not eat until they got weighed in, and that kind of, you know, you want to throw different things at them and see what sticks, and it kind of threw them off just a little bit. That we only have one boy that has a lot of federation experience, and that is Sam, and that's showing up. You know, he's put his time in on the mat. You know, he's coming in as a freshman. He has over 400 matches already, and when you start in junior high, it's quite a bit to catch up with. You know, that's why he's getting rewards now. But hopefully, the other kids hold their heads up, and we'll help them do that. And we'll try our hardest for the rest of the season and see what happens.
Talking with John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team here in our locker room chats. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll go over competition this weekend for Lincoln Leopard Wrestling here on Katie Kenster 94.
Check out these great businesses in Lincoln, Kansas today.
S&S Auto Body, offering excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most. Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub, open Thursday through Saturday nights. Biggie Biggs is the place to go for delicious stone-baked pizza, Justin's famous cheese sticks, and ice-cold beer on tap.
Post Rock Motel, under new ownership. Stay the night at Post Rock Motel when you're making your way across the state on Highway 18 or cruising down Highway 14.
These great businesses and more, all in Lincoln.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And back in our locker room chats on Katie Kenster 94, we're still with John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards wrestling team. Coach, you have the Phillipsburg Panther Classic coming up this weekend. I know when you head out to Northwest Kansas, you're always going to see some solid wrestlers, and I don't think this year's probably going to be any different. When you look at Phillipsburg and the competition you're going to see there, what do you think about that tournament coming up on Saturday?
It will be as hard as the Bloit tournament, the Bloit invite. The only difference is you don't have quite as large as schools, but the competition level, going with Smith Center, Bloit being up there in Minneapolis, there, Norton, Phillipsburg, of course, Osborne Strong, you know, there's just darn near every team that shows up there are top quality teams, good, well-coached teams, and good hard competition. There'll be a lot of ranked, state-ranked kids up there. Always is, always has been, all the years we've been going up there since 1998, 1999, something like that. So we've been going up there quite a while, and it's never been an easy tournament, never has, and it never will be, I don't think. You know, that's the seedbed of state wrestling is up in that corner of the state. You know, it is spreading out a little bit. Rossville, Silver Lake, Washington, you know, it's kind of fanning out a little bit, but it's still, that's the hub right up there. And you jump into that group of kids up there, you better be ready. So we'll work real hard trying to get our kids mentally prepared for that one and go from there and see what happens for us.
John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team here in the locker room chats. Again, thank you for your time this week, Coach, and good luck there at Phillipsburg on Saturday.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by S&S Auto Body and Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln and the Bank of Tescott.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When an accident happens and you need a lift, don't waste time on who to call.
Call us at S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, your local tow and recovery specialist.
S&S offers excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Don't waste time. If you need help and it's vehicle related, give us a call.
That's S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, 524-4641 or 658-5371 for 24-hour service.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.